What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. All my loyal followers, hit the like button. You know I'll make lame videos. Before we get into it, did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you got to do is join the Rare Breed regime via Patreon. And also hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. Shout out to the notification gang. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is make sure you watch this video to the end. If you don't want to watch this video to the end, least you could do is watch it halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Okay, first of all, this is obviously fake, but let's talk about the profanity. Even if this is a joke and it's all for fun, you know, they're doing a little cute skit for TikTok, a woman who uses this type of language or would feel comfortable going online even playfully using this type of language usually isn't the type of woman you would want a wife. She looked like an old washed up Motley Crue groupie or something.
Oh my God, you gotta be f***ing kidding. You gotta be f***ing kidding me right now, right?
Oh my God.
Jeez. Guys, how can y'all be so stupid? You're supposed to be doing the other bathroom. I'm sorry. It's gonna look good.
Now from the top, make it drop.
Literally, I'm shaking. Okay, so I was at the mall, right? And I was looking for shoes. And there's this guy, and he's like humming. He's like humming, like bouncing his head, like looking up and down at me. And I'm thinking he's going like, And f***ing, oh my God. And I'm like, ew, f*** off, like gross. Like I said it really loud too. Just for this, some girl to look at me and she goes, that's my husband. He's deaf. He hums because he can't hear himself. He's not hitting on you, bitch.
I mean, yeah, these are the type of situations that happen when you walk around thinking you're God's gift to earth and everybody's trying to hit on you or get with you. I mean, you look ridiculous. Your makeup look ridiculous. That little white shit on the corner of your eyes. I'm not even going to make that joke. But, I mean, can you imagine being a person that get dressed up and dialed up and wear skin tight pants every day just to get attention, just so you can have that power of turning somebody down when they try to hit on you? Oh, gross, disgusting. How dare you talk to me? I would never. Just to feel that power. You're a shitty person. It's really that simple. A lot of women are shitty people and nobody talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Hi, my name is Tiffany and I am a former fetus. On behalf of all fetuses, I would just like to say, please abort us. We don't want to be here.
It's really not fair how it takes a plastic bag approximately 20 to 100 years to break the f*** down, but it only takes one minor inconvenience for me. This is some bullshit.
Hi, excuse me? We have equality. Shitty things happen to women and men. Hi, no we don't. Shitty things happen to everyone regardless of gender, but shitty things don't happen to men simply because they're men.
I'm tired of being...
I'm gonna have to stop you there. Men get treated like shit in this society in general, and we're looked at as just tools to provide for women and children. Especially nowadays, if you're a man, you're automatically looked at as a villain. Everything you do is criticized and demonized. And don't get me started on divorce court and family court and all that. So that's just a joke.
Being misgendered. Stop using sir and ma'am. And if you're going to use sir and ma'am, at least look at the person you're getting ready to say, can I help you?
Look, I hate to say it, but we're getting to a point where we just got to judge books by their cover. If someone looks like this, they got the poof, and then it's like, okay, is this a man or is this a woman? Just avoid them. Just avoid being around them because you're going to say the wrong thing. Oh, sir, I mean, ma'am, or just don't say anything to them. Just walk away. Even if you're in the middle of something, just get out of there.
Before you say, can I help you, sir, to a female.
Since we're on the topic of things I don't understand, when women give birth to, like, a baby or whatever, how come they don't have to take a DNA test, but the guys do? Like, it just seems kind of sexist to me and unfair. Not only guys have to take DNA tests when women give birth to babies. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, even if it's a joke, what does it say about someone's intellect to even post something like this on the internet, even kidding? Like, even joking around?
So I've had this job for, like,
a week and a half, right? And I made sure when they interviewed me that my sleep...
Before she even talked, like I said, anyone who looks funky like this, just stay away. If you're not a new modern person who believes in all this new shit, just, you're going to do something wrong. You're going to say something wrong. Just avoid them like the plague.
Sleeves were rolled up so you could see that I have tattoos to the wrist. And I've worn short sleeves to this job every day for the past almost 2 weeks. And I already worked the whole lunch shift, okay? And I left, changed, put on makeup, and came back so I could host tonight. Could they have talked to me about it before I left so that I would know what to change into? Maybe. But apparently, my tattoo of a woman...
Are you
is
serious?
Inherently explicit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Now, I will admit, they missed a big thing in the hiring process, or really on the first day. But maybe you should have thought about this when you got that tattoo.
And I said, what about a woman's body parts are explicit? They said they just are. Bullshit. If it were a topless man, this would not be a f***ing problem.
Oh,
now I need
goodness.
To get a long sleeve shirt from somewhere. Because I need to cover up all of my tattoos. I'm so f***ing mad. So I guess I'll just...
Well, look, dummy, you don't gotta worry about it anymore. Because you're fired after posting this on the internet. Nice going.
I'm not sure if any other girls did not know this information. Because I did not know it for 23 years of my life. I did not grow up with men in the house. So I've... just learned something about the male body, and I don't know what to do with this information.
I'm having a conversation with my boyfriend. He says, yeah, like, usually in a year, I'll only buy a 12-pack of toilet paper. And I'm like, that doesn't add up at all. He tells me that, no, he, like, pees in the morning, and then after his coffee at work, he will go take a dump at work. So, therefore, he's not using really any toilet paper at home. And again, I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because you're still going to the bathroom in the morning.